38 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. After things closed strong last week, we'll see what's happening on this Monday with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Not much follow-through. Actually seeing a little retreat in the soybeans and the wheat here this morning. Did have a strong day there, as you mentioned, on Friday with corn and soybeans both up more than what we've seen really in past trading sessions. So a nice sign there going home Friday. Like you said, not much follow-through here this morning. A little more rain in Argentina expected over the next few days. That's kind of taking a little bit of the shine off the soybeans here this morning. It looks like some pretty clear weather in the Corn Belt. Did get quite a bit of rain in some parts of the Eastern Corn Belt there Saturday, so harvest will remain slow in those areas, but continuing to see harvest move along in the West. Looks like some sunshine expected here most of this week, and some temperatures expected to warm up just a little bit. As far as news today, export inspections out at 10 a.m. Also expecting crop progress out this afternoon with harvest expected to inch along a little bit. Soybeans nearly done and getting to the latter parts of the corn harvest. We also got a short week here today. No trade on Thursday, and of course a short day on Friday. Markets will close at 12:05 Central Time on Friday. But right now we have December corn at 342 and three quarters, down a quarter cent. March corn at 354 and three quarters, down a quarter. May corn at 363, that's down a half a cent. January soybeans, 984 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. March soybeans at 995, down 6 1/2. May soybeans at 1004 and three quarters, that's down 6 1/4. December Chicago wheat at 421, down 6 1/4. March Chicago wheat at 437 and three quarters, down 5 3/4. December KC wheat at 416 and a half, down 5 1/2. March KC wheat at 434 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. December Minneapolis wheat 630 1/2, down 4 1/2. March Minneapolis wheat 645, that's down 5 cents. Looking at the livestock markets, cattle on feed showed higher on feed numbers and higher placements than expected. So cattle market under a little bit of pressure here this morning. Deese cattle 118.25, down 60. Feb cattle 123.70, down 97. Jan feeders 151 even, down 72. March feeders 149.32, down 80 cents. Deese hogs 61.15, that's up 50 cents. Feb hogs at 67.35, up 27. Outside markets show the dollar up slightly. Equities also up as well. Crude down about 50 cents. Gold down about $8. So pretty quiet mixed market on the outside markets today. Like I said, a short week this week. Brian, continuing to watch weather in South America. Otherwise, news continues to be on the quiet side.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. And a reminder, the Farm Asset Conference is coming up tomorrow in Normal, Illinois. And you can find all the information you need and get your tickets at willag.org. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies, blustery conditions, a high of 52 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 35. Partly cloudy, continued breezy for the day tomorrow with a high of 46 degrees. A quick glance at current conditions in our listening area. Bloomington Normal reports 35 degrees. Decatur also 35, and 35 degrees in Danville. 34 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and up to 38 degrees in Rantoul. Right now, 38 degrees in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.